I feel like, yeah, it's definitely, it helped us, you know, become great. I feel like, you know, just the 1-2 punch, you know, they really strided on, you know, feeding us the ball and, you know, leaning on us, you know, to end ball games, you know, get the offense going. And I feel like it's really helped us because it helped us, you know, tighten up our game and, you know, just work. And, you know, we got a lot of reps and I feel like it really helped us a lot. I'll be participating in all my workouts. Well, not necessarily. I didn't make my decision based on, you know, statistics and, you know, the lifespan of a running back. It was more of a decision I made with my family and, you know, sat down and talked and, you know, went over, you know, the decision and, you know, we all felt it was best that I declared. Did he say anything good about me?
he
didn't answer the question. Oh yeah, I'll compliment him. We were good together. We were a good tandem because we complimented each other. You know, at times, you know, I would go in and I would be a power back, and he was the elusive back. And then at times, he was the power back, and I was the elusive back. You know, just throwing that at defenses, it kind of helped us in both ways to, you know, open up our run game. I actually watch a lot of NFL backs. You know, I try to pat my game off of those guys, you know, because, you know, they got there for a reason. Those guys are really great guys that have done some really good things in a college level and NFL level. And, the way I look at it, I just try to, you know, find out, you know, what moves they're good at. Like if someone has a good spin move or a good stiff arm, or just try to learn their favorite move and just kind of add that to my game so I can be the most complete back as possible.
Who's your most fun guy to watch?
There isn't one necessarily that I would pick out of the others, but I watch guys like Darren McFadden, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, just all over the place. I never thought about that. No, I had a pretty good offensive line at Arkansas, but, you know, these guys are in the NFL for a reason, you know, because they're the best around. And just thinking about that gets me excited. You know, these professionals, you know, getting paid lots of money to do what they do. And I'm just ready to experience that. Not at all. Not at all. The bigger, the better. I can hop behind them. I would say it's definitely patience. That plays a huge factor in it, you know, because if you're the type of runner that just always runs outside, then they'll just come from the outside and force you up the field. And and just being patient, letting things lead up to it, if, you know, that's the road it takes you, and then you go with it. You know, if you got cuts up the field, you take the cuts. But I would definitely say it's just from being patient, letting things play out, and if that's the best opportunity, take that opportunity. But as far as, like, just, you know, aiming for the outside, it wouldn't work every time because defenses wouldn't let you keep doing that. Oh, definitely. I had my mind made up, you know, after doing the home visit, after, you know, taking my recruiting visit. It was just because mostly, you know, personal relationship we grew. And That's why I followed him to Arkansas. I had my mind made up that I was going to go to Wisconsin. And after he decided to leave, you know, I was like, you know, what do I do? Do I stay here? Like, he was a big part in why I wanted to go there. You know, I believed everything he said. You know, he told me how it was and how I'd be treated, and that, you know, I could play right away if I came and got my stuff together and just did what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I really believed every word he was saying. And that's why I decided to follow him to Arkansas. One run play left. I'd say Inside Zone, probably, or Power. I can't pick. That's hard. I'm satisfied with any time they hand me off the ball, if it, no matter if it's a toss, Power. I got to make the best of it no matter what type of run it is. So it's kind of hard to pick out one, you know, because anytime I get opportunity, I got to make the best of it. So I just kind of look at any run being a good run for me. Mm-hmm. That's something I actually take pride in, my pass protection. I feel like that's a big part of my game and something that I'm really good at. And, you know, I really feel like that's been helping me, and that helped me a lot in college. You know, it helped me, allow me to be an every down back that I don't have to be taken out for third down situations because, you know, I know what I'm doing in the passing game. And as far as receiving, I feel like I can be a big threat out, getting out, getting routes and stuff like that. But and the way my system worked in college, we were more of check downs and whatnot. So I feel like I could definitely be used more in the passing game on the next level. That's what I'm mostly looking forward to, just to prove myself, because it's been a lot saying that, you know, that's one thing that I have to prove. They don't know if I can catch. I didn't get many catches in my career there, but the thing was I didn't drop any balls either that thrown to me. And I feel like that's something I can really prove myself, that I can catch the ball.
If Henry and Elliott are still going to be the top running backs, do you feel like you should be in that mix?
Oh, most definitely. I honestly feel like, you know, I'm the best running back in the draft, and it's just more of a confidence, you know. I don't like to, you know, settle with, you know, being mediocre or settling that other running backs are better than me, and I feel like I can compete with the best.
Did you play lacrosse?
Yes, sir, I did. Oh, yeah. I actually love lacrosse. So I played my senior year in high school and did a summer league. And it was just a very good experience. It's a lot of fun as well. I feel like I could have definitely got some scholarship offers for lacrosse. We played against some big-time schools down there in Florida. And the guys that I had to compete with had full scholarship offers, and just – you know, I did some good things against those guys, and I feel like colleges would have really, you know, considered me if I would have really got into it. I measured in at 5'10", 217. Kelly Masters.